Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us here on the show is our good friend, co-host of Purple Pregame and Postgame on WJZ Television in Baltimore, surrounding the Ravens, and hero of Super Bowl 35, Kadri Ismail, joining us here on the show. Kadri, good morning. How we doing?
I am doing great. At the same time, I'm sitting here saying, gosh, doggone it, we should be sitting here talking about the Ravens, but we're not.
Yeah, I think a lot of people had, at the very least, the Ravens pegged for hosting the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, if not getting all the way to the Super Bowl. How disappointing was it to watch them flame out in their first playoff game?
It's sort of surreal because if you looked at the way this team played the entire year, the way they went out and thoroughly dominated every team that they faced, anytime they went up against a upper-tier team, you clearly saw that the Ravens were the better team that night. And for what the Titans did, and you got to give them credit, they just took it to the Ravens at their own game. They beat them by running the football. They beat them by being physical on the offensive and defensive lines. And the Ravens, for that bye week, and you might as well even put in the Pittsburgh game because there were guys that didn't play for the Pittsburgh game as well, the last regular season game, I think they were just a team that didn't look sharp and ready for the prime lights of the playoffs.
Did you believe that they were hindered or hurt by resting guys in Week 17?
You know, it's a delicate thing to rest guys and keep them sharp and ready to go. I think the one thing that concerned me was the youth factor. When you look at Lamar Jackson, clearly this year they made the plan to go all in on him and Greg Roman, and part of the game plan was to run the football, and they did it amazing, best in NFL history. But with that, you know, comes the hold your breath. Oh my God, we clinched the playoffs. Oh my God, we clinched the AFC North. Hey, we don't want to, you know, have anything go wrong, but you also have to keep that edge because he is a young quarterback and allow him to stay in rhythm and allow him to, you know, just be ready to go when that playoff time comes. I think that hurt them. Obviously, the Mark Ingram calf strain, that really, I think, set back the offense somewhat when you needed a reliable pass catcher out of the backfield. Mark wasn't able to do that going into halftime, and I think that hurt the Ravens' chances of staying, you know, in the game. So rest, all that, trying to keep the edge, I think, you know, stalled them from what they should have been able to accomplish.
Kadri Ismail, Ravens great, joining us this morning here on the show. What did the Chiefs do on Sunday to the Titans that the Ravens and the Patriots could not?
King Henry looked like a prince. That was the bottom line. He came out, he did his thing in the beginning, but to be held in check, the Ravens, the Patriots, neither team wanted to really hold a dominant, big, physical running back, the likes of Derrick Henry. They didn't want any part of him. And I think for the Chiefs and what we've seen all year long as far as what they do defensively, they stepped up to the challenge. They were like, all right, cool. You know, we know we're the weakness of this team, but not today. They had to, you know, keep them in check, and they did. There were no big runs. There were no statement, oh, boy, this is going to be a long day, because the Titans, it's about, you know, controlling the clock, not allowing Ryan Tannehill to get in some throwing contests. And when you get into the red zone, you score. You saw it a little bit, but once the Chiefs started getting on the roll, there was no way you're going to just give the ball to Derrick Henry. And I think a lot of the credit has to go to the defense, just keeping him in check. And then that's where, you know, you see Patrick Mahomes and the offense just blow it up and do what they do.
It's interesting when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, this offense, because there is one school of thought that Mahomes is a product of the system, that Andy Reid's creative play calling and all of these weapons, Kelce and Watkins and Hill and Hardman, are what he is benefiting from. Do you view this as Mahomes makes the system or the system makes Mahomes?
So in his prime, did Ben Roethlisberger make the system or did the system make Ben Roethlisberger? I would argue maybe the first Super Bowl, you know, you had a strong veteran presence in Jerome Bettis and company and Hines Ward and all the other players and so forth. And so Ben didn't have to do as much, but I think, you know, what we saw in his play and since then was that, you know, hey, there's a system that, you know, he can thrive in. I think at the same time, Aaron Rodgers, you know, just a mega talented individual. But again, you know, he has guys around him. He can, you know, just magnify his abilities. I think with Patrick Mahomes, you recognize he's a special player. So you're not going to just go ahead and just give him, you know, plays that you're going to dink and dunk. No, you're going to set up a system that highlights and magnifies what he does best. And so I think his gunslinging mentality of slinging it down the field, I need a Tyreek Hill that can do what he needs to do. I know that, you know, there's a cerebral side to Patrick Mahomes, and even though he extends a play, but there's a method to his madness of extending the play, and therefore you got to have a Travis Kelce who is able to, you know, be open and be reliable. So, you know, I think overall this system complements what Patrick Mahomes likes to do. I don't think he's a system quarterback like a Ryan Tannehill who is relying upon a running game and some safe, you know, slant route patterns to get open and say, here, take the ball and hopefully you'll get a big play out of it. No, it's not that at all. It's, hey, you know, Patrick, you do what you got to do because we believe in you, and that's why we can put up so many points.
Kadri Ismail joins us here on the show. Ravens great, one of the heroes of Super Bowl 35 for Baltimore, now Baltimore Ravens analyst on WJZ Television. So take us through what this is like, having won the AFC Championship game in 2000 and then 2 weeks until you get to a Super Bowl. What is this experience like over the next 10 or 12 days for the Chiefs and the Niners?
Well, I think for the Niners as an organization, they have a history that they can kind of draw upon as far as, you know, whether or not it be, you know, Hall of Fame players coming back, speaking to the guys, or whether it be, you know, Kyle Shanahan sitting there thinking, okay, cool, you know what, I got my dad, what's up? Hey, Dad, you know, what are you thinking? There's an opportunity there to have some poise and not have it be such a big game and big moment, rather than, okay, this is a part of our history. Hey, we've been there, done that. Let's do what we do. I think when it comes to the Chiefs and being there for the first time in, what, I guess 50 years?
Yeah.
I think that's where you look at it and you're like, well, this is a little bit different. This is a scenario where, you know, how do we manage guys' emotions? How do we, you know, make sure that South Beach stays that down south, because we're up in Fort Lauderdale. We're trying to get our minds right to win a championship. You know, obviously Andy Reid has been there, so that experience of, you know, disappointment for him, but then also at the same time, he has had his fair share of championships with the Packers. So there's going to be, how do you motivate your players within that 2 weeks span of time and not allow things that can be a distraction hurt you and your performance come Super Bowl Sunday?
Does it make a difference, the amount of veterans on the roster? Because both of these teams are relatively young. The Niners a little younger than the Chiefs. You were, though, on a veteran-heavy, a veteran-laden team. Does that make a difference in how much guys can go out and enjoy life over the next 12 days?
I mean, I think so. I think it's a difference between you hanging out with your family in a team, you know, locker room, or not locker room, but the team lounge, I should say, that, you know, you would have kind of at the team hotel compared to some young dudes who are like, yo, what you doing? I don't know what you doing. All I know, bruh, man, my boys, we're going to go ahead and blah, 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 go to some exclusive club, or we're going to, like, you know, have all our friends from XYZ come in. And I think those type of decisions can wind up hurting you, because it's going to affect your recovery. It's going to affect your preparation time. Whereas a veteran, he recognizes that, man, I win this. Now I'm cementing myself in Kansas City for the next time, for the next 50 years. I'm going to be a living legend. Or if I'm in San Francisco, you know, I hoist up another banner, I'm going to be a part of San Francisco tradition for the rest of time, as opposed to one brief moment at a dinner that you paying for that, you know, they overcooked your steak and the wine was terrible. What's up with the wine?
You know, it's funny because Super Bowl, I think it was 15, 1980, there are two totally different schools of thought. You have the Oakland Raiders, who are a bunch of wild men, and they are allowed to go out of the town, Bourbon Street. They live it up all week long. The Philadelphia Eagles, coached by Dick Vermeil, very conservative, go to bed at night, be in the hotel. Vermeil would say after that, I wish I gave those guys a little bit more leash because we were too tight. We were too tentative. Raiders end up winning that Super Bowl. I wonder, do you also have to take the temperature of your team and know whether your guys need to be in the hotel lights off or whether they need to blow off some steam?
See, this is why you do what you do, because that's a great question. And our 2000 team, basically, we were the Oakland Raiders and the New York Giants. They were Dick Vermeil's led team, okay? Because when we were sitting there, we literally got to Tampa. If you were a veteran player, you get your own rental vehicle waiting for you in the parking garage. At the same time, we had zero curfew the entire time. I think towards the end of the week, we might have had like a, you know, all right, guys, just be in your rooms. We wouldn't have a coach coming around checking your rooms or whatever. That was our team. You know, when we got to the locker room, the music was blaring every single day. We had celebrities come up to our practices every single day. It just didn't matter. But at the same time, we had a guy in Shannon Sharp and Rod Woodson who basically helped guys like a young Ray Lewis, you know, really hyper-focus in and know the assignments. You know, we had a guy who was looking to prove himself, and Trent Dilfer, not going to let this moment slip on him. You know, I think all of us as players, we recognize that, yeah, we're going to have fun because we did that the entire year. You know, you don't beat Tennessee at Tennessee, and, you know, you never look at, you know, Tennessee and the dominance of their year. But all we know is that, yeah, we went up there and we beat them, and, you know, here we go up to Oakland. Okay, Oakland's supposed to be all that. Whoop, we whoop up on them. Off we go. But we had fun along the way. You got to be you. And that's something that the head coaches have to be keenly aware of. What's your team and how do they get there? Do what you've done all year long for you to get there so you can succeed and do your best.
So that was the key, that Brian Billick knew the team inside and out and knew how to allow the team to be itself Super Bowl week.
Absolutely. I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, I look at when, you know, I went out for pregame. It was like, wow, this is amazing. This is all that. But you know what? We're just going to be us. You know, it's everybody's got one another. We're a team. You know, we've played the role of the underdog. We've been, you know, to different hostile environments. This is our time to shine. And 34-7 later, we're hoisting up the Lombardi. And I think I remember in pregame, Ray Charles sing America the Beautiful. That's probably the only time where I literally let my guard down and soak up the Super Bowl moment, because I was like, whoa, that is amazing. You got Ray Charles, and, you know, the flyover and all that was amazing. But, you know, as a kid, I'm watching Whitney Houston at the same state, well, different stadium, but the same location. You know, she's singing the national anthem and belted out arguably the greatest national anthem ever sung. Performance, and at the same time, here I am and now living out a childhood dream of mine to play in the Super Bowl. And I'm looking at Ray Charles, and I, you know, I'm sitting there like, oh wow, But as soon as that was over, I remember putting on my helmet. I was like, all right, cool. Here's let's go ahead and do the first play and let's go out there and win. I think that's something that, you know, you as a football player, you know you, your teammates know you, you know your teammates, your coaches, they got the game plan and everything all set. It's imperative that you go out there and whether it be chewing gum if you're a coach because your mouth gets dry and can't say the play call the correct way, or if you need a slap in the face right before you go ahead and go up to the coach's booth, whatever you need to do to get yourself ready as a coach so you can help your players play their best.
Qadree Ismail won a Super Bowl 2000 season, Super Bowl 35 with the Baltimore Ravens, one of the heroes of that game and that season. He's a member of the Ravens broadcast team on Purple pregame and Purple postgame, one of the co-hosts on WJZ television in Baltimore. Qadree, it's always awesome to catch up, my man. Thank you so much for doing it. I always love our conversations. Enjoy the Super Bowl. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me on, as always.
My pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.